A team of reporters from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has won this year's Selden Ring, an annual prize awarded by USC's School of Journalism for outstanding journalism with an exceptional civic impact. Their winning report is Deadly Delays. It investigates the consequences of delaying important tests given to newborns for genetic disorders. I caught up with three members of the team during their trip to Los Angeles to collect their award. I'm here today with Marty, George and Ellen from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Thanks very much for joining me today.
Thank you.
First of all, congratulations on winning the Selden Ring Award. Can you tell us more about Deadly Delays and why you've won this award?
Deadly Delays is a story about delays in the nation's newborn screening program. Every baby gets tested for these genetic disorders shortly after they're born, but we found that hospitals were delaying sending these important tests to state labs, and as a result, babies were being harmed. What's really exciting about this story in general is that hospitals and states throughout the country have fixed the problems, and they're continuing to try to eliminate delays so the babies are safer.
Can you talk us through your reporting process and how you use data to support your story?
So the main idea of the story was to quantify how big the problem of delayed newborn screening samples was throughout the country. How many samples, how many hospitals were late sending these newborn screening samples to state labs? And so I did that by requesting data from every single state with hospital names, and we wanted to make sure to hold hospitals accountable and hold states accountable. And so it was a lot of just negotiating for data, fighting with the states to release the information, you know, that we believe is public record so parents can see what's actually going on in the hospitals where their babies will be born.
In the era of cutbacks, how do you justify focusing on longer investigative pieces?
We made a plan that we've got to do enterprise investigative reporting. We've got to do stories that can make a difference in our community. So we've had to make tough choices. We just can't do the small daily stories that don't make any difference. And our readers have responded from that. They expect that from us.
Do you think you've inspired other news outlets to take the same approach?
It is interesting. You know, I don't want to sound too full of ourselves, but I have heard over the years other newsrooms say, well, let's do the Milwaukee plan. Let's do the Milwaukee approach. And who would have thought that city in the upper Midwest, where major news organizations across the country would talk about that? And what they're doing by that is saying the importance of investigative reporting. And I really think in the last 4 or 5 years, a lot of news organizations across the country have decided that that's the way to go. They may have smaller newsrooms, but they can't be everywhere anymore. So they better have focus when they do it.
And why is investigative reporting so important?
At its core, what investigative reporting can do is can help people make their lives better by finding out what's really happening, holding public officials accountable, holding institutions accountable, how their tax dollars are being spent. It's really important.
How do you ensure that your work makes a long-lasting difference?
One thing we do is we look for someone who's doing it better. In this case, with Deadly Delays, Ellen found that in the state of Iowa, that they were going to get their newborn screening tests in a timely manner and have done so. And so we showed by using the Iowa example that it can be done, that there are no excuses. And when you do that, it's really hard for people to run away from the problem like they otherwise would. The other thing we have to do is stick with it and make sure we keep looking at the evidence to make sure that the improvement continues and that the people aren't just saying they're going to do something about it and then don't really fix the problem. And I think with this particular issue, public disclosure, many states are putting the numbers up online so that parents can check the hospitals out. And I think that might be the most important change of all.
Marty, George, and Ellen from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, thanks very much for joining me today on Annenberg Radio News.
Thanks.
Thank you.